Now, Ali Fahua, who we all know about now, and a lot of people probably didn't know about it this time yesterday, because most people have seen Ali's punch against an opponent in suburban football on the weekend. One good thing about that, if one good thing does come out of it, is that most of these games are now captured on video.
Yeah.
So no, in amateur football, I think every senior game is filmed.
Yeah.
And it just lessens the risk of injury so greatly compared to what it was. In the,
particularly things like behind the play. And
yeah, well, okay, the only thing with that is, yeah,
the camera's not on you.
Not always behind the play. So that could still happen, although I don't think it has happened in that competition this year.
But you're going to feel differently out there knowing that there might be something pointing at you.
Yeah. With Ali Fahua, I just did a Vox Pop before, and you two were involved in it, as to whether he should lose his job at the AFL. And I was quite strong on the fact that he shouldn't. I think he should. His actions appear completely unprovoked. Mm. That would be a worry, in that he must suffer from some form of white line fever. And as such, you would have thought undergoing an anger management course would be appropriate.
Yep.
Because the people I know who know him off the field say he is a far removed person than the one we see in the footage.
Than what you see.
Yeah, so he gets on there. And we've played, I played footy with the old bloke whose eyes would suddenly start spinning, and you thought, he's a worry, when they got on the field. It just changes people, and he's in that.
How was the tally in the end for the Vox Pops?
Very even. I think we were 4-4.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. It does rage. He got a red card and was sent off, which I think is entirely appropriate. We don't have that in the AFL. I know it's Chris Judd today saying that he thinks we should have. I agree with Chris Judd on that. The situation with Thomas Bugg, where he strikes his Sydney opponent, Callum Mills, on the weekend, and Mills is rendered ineffective for the rest of the game. And
they've lost a player.
They've lost a player, and Thomas Bugg's able to play that. You don't want that happening. Because it's unfair for a start.
And so if you get a red card and you're a man down, you don't get to put one of your substitutes on, do you?
Well, you can't replace that player,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You've still got three on the interchange rather than four, so you're down one rotation. There's more the fact that person can't take part in the rest of the game. I don't like that. That doesn't sit well at all. I think in times we'll look back and think, gee, remember we didn't used to have the red card?
Yeah.
Isn't that surprising?